A celebration at Sandhurst. Last month, members joined some of our current and potential charity corporate partners at a special event held at the Royal Military Academy, Sandhurst, RMAS. The event was an inspiring celebration of resilience, achievement, and community spirit. Designed to shine a spotlight on the remarkable stories of our members, it also offered a valuable opportunity to connect with the corporate organisations whose support is vital to the charity's work. Sponsored by two of our corporate partners, Amazon and Core Security, this event held special significance as it took place at the prestigious Royal Military Academy, Sandhurst, a world-leading institution responsible for training future leaders of the British Army. Guests were welcomed by member Alan Locke, who opened the event by sharing his powerful personal story. This was followed by an engaging history of Sandhurst, delivered by Brigadier Nick Wright Boycott, OBE. Blind Veterans UK itself has a long-standing relationship with Sandhurst. Over the year, blind veterans have taken part in numerous archery competitions at the Academy, often competing against sighted teams from our serving armed forces. Past and present gifts. During one memorable visit to Sandhurst in 1982, blind and deaf World War II veteran Domi Gagan, who also lost his hand in the war, presented the commanding officer with an oak coffee table made by a fellow blind veteran. More than 40 years on, that very table was in the room at our event. This time around, on behalf of the charity, Brigadier Wright Boycott OBE was presented with another special gift, a painting produced specially by blind veteran Brian Naylor. Brian is a keen artist who has found ways to adapt his skill since losing his sight. He joined the Royal Navy in November 1959 after completing an apprenticeship in the Merchant Navy and spent 12 years in the Navy flying in helicopters. Upon retirement, he joined a joint service unit of the Royal Naval Reserve, which was comprised of people of all ranks from all three services and finally retired in 1999. Brian's gift to Sandhurst depicts four figures: a soldier from the Waterloo era, another from World War II, one from the modern day, and a veteran. Another of his pictures, an illustration of the old college at Sandhurst, was made into postcards and given out to guests. Brian said, "I'm feeling extremely proud and a little humbled. My picture will be presented in the Waterloo Room, which has the most beautiful picture of the Battle of Waterloo at one end." After the presentation, members John Hardy, BEM, and Richard Jenkins gave the grace and toast respectively, and Wayne Perry led the guests into the Indian Army Memorial Room for dinner, carrying the charity's standard. Life beyond sight loss. Two very special guests were presented with Founders Awards, the charity's highest honour. One of those, blind veteran Stu Rodd, received our Life Beyond Sight Loss Award. Stu also shared his moving story in a live interview with our military engagement and events coordinator, Rob Cotterill. Prior to losing his sight, Stuart was working as a successful businessman, physically fit, independent, and surrounded by animals he loved, including dogs and horses. But everything changed in 2021 when he began experiencing unexplained blackouts. Following one episode, he spent 8 months in a coma. His consultants didn't believe he would survive, but eventually he woke to a devastating new reality. He had lost his sight, his business, his home, and his animals. He spent a further 3 years in residential rehabilitation before he was referred to us in 2024 with little sense of where to start again. Stu described himself at that time as a broken man, unsure how to begin rebuilding his life. However, over the past year, he has demonstrated immense courage, resilience, and determination, and with the right support is now thriving. These days, Stu continues to rebuild his life and is pushing himself in bold new ways. He completed the South Coast Ultra last year and walked 50 kilometres across the South Downs, raising an incredible £7,500 for Blind Veterans UK. A dedicated volunteer. The second recipient of the Founders Award was volunteer Paddy Henshaw, who was nominated by member Sue Isles. Paddy has been a huge support to Sue as she adjusts to life with a new guide dog, so much so that he now even joins her, the guide dog, and the guide dog's trainer for their training sessions. Among his many other contributions, Paddy also regularly drives blind veterans to their fortnightly arts and crafts clubs and has supported others taking part in walking challenges and a wide range of activities. His nomination summed it up perfectly. He is just so dedicated to Blind Veterans UK that he will do whatever he can, whatever help and support is needed. The moment was made even more special when Paddy received his award from a current Sandhurst officer cadet, his own son Matthew. Following the event, Adrian Bell said, "This really was a special opportunity to gather our blind veterans together with our current and possible future corporate partners. I would like to offer my congratulations to Stu and Paddy for their awards and my sincere thanks to Amazon, Core Security and the Royal Military Academy Sandhurst for making this event possible."